5858.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line as we launch here in hour number two of the program. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will start things out with a quick story from bradspangler.com. He had, I guess, encountered Bob Barr, a video with him and being interviewed by Keith Olbermann. And according to the blog post here, Bob Barr recently said he's running for the office of U.S. president on, by the way, the Libertarian Party's ticket, in case you are just tuning in and did not know about this, in order to, quote, rekindle people's faith in government, unquote.
Yeah, there's a good libertarian stance. Rekindling people's faith in government.
What else? I mean, as Brad points out in his title here, it's all you need to know about Bob Barr. If you love liberty, then you understand that government is the enemy, that government is a dangerous construct.
At the very least, you understand that philosophically it's evil. That's why they use the terminology lesser of two evils, and that it's inefficient. It just doesn't work.
And the biggest problem we face as libertarians, I don't want to call myself that, people that love liberty, is the government's cloak of legitimacy, is that people do have faith in government. And breaking that down is very, very important. And you've got a candidate running for the Libertarian Party who's saying that his purpose is to build that up? I mean, that's nutso.
I don't care.
I don't care at this point what Bob Barr comes out and says about, I've changed my mind on the war on drugs, which is what he claims. He claims he understands it's a failure now. And I don't know what else it is he's come out and changed his mind about, but
he's a former Georgia senator, is that right?
I think he was a rep.
Okay.
He was a rep, U.S. House of Representatives member.
Just wanted to, set the stage for people who might not know who this gentleman is.
Oh, this guy was the funny thing about Bob Barr is years ago, the Libertarian Party ran a concerted campaign against him in Georgia. He was identified as one of the worst drug warriors in Congress, and they ran hard and campaigned against this guy and helped. They weren't the only people campaigning against him, but they helped get him kicked out of office. I think it was back in 2002. Now the guy's their presidential nominee.
It's very odd.
Right. And, of course, I was suspicious right off the bat, as were many other people. And, of course, Nick and Toby over at Free Minds TV at freemindstv.com. You guys have been discussing it over the last few shows. Some of your emailers very upset that you are critiquing the Libertarian Party in this way. I haven't gotten a lot of emails about that. But certainly people out there listening are, that are sort of these party adherents, they're very upset at the fact that people who formerly called themselves libertarians are now distancing themselves from the party as a result of this, and they're trying to call us losers, and that, hey, you're just a bunch of quitters, you're running away here, shouldn't you fight for what you believe in, shouldn't you get active in the party and try to take it back, try to wrest control back from those who have taken over the party from the inside so you can nominate your own people?
You should.
No.
You should if you feel like it.
Right, and I don't, because it's a big waste of time. Trying to overtake another, trying to overtake the organization from inside requires a lot of time and effort,
and what has the organization brought
not
so
a
far?
Damn
on,
thing.
On the national level? Really, nothing.
Some of their candidates were great. I mean, Harry Brown was
right.
A great candidate. Michael Bednarik was pretty good as well.
I think they did some good jobs educating people, but really,
and that was the primary purpose of the LP. When it was founded, was to be an educational organization. The fact they were running campaigns was to bring people to the message of liberty, and now you've got a candidate who isn't even close.
Yeah, I mean, the real primary purpose of it was education. They, candidates always say they're running to win. And at lower-level offices, I mean, you might get a state rep elected as a libertarian. It's happened before. I know it has in New Hampshire. But you're not likely to win the office of the president, and Bob Barr is not. A lot of people within the party are excited, the political types, because he's going to get 10%. And they're willing to trade basically all of the party's principles
for votes.
For 10%,
yep.
Which is what the Republicans and the Democrats did, and that's
right.
Why we have politics as usual. So realistically, Bob Barr's still not going to win, and you've just destroyed your message.
Right, but if we were to believe these party adherents, the only solution to liberty in our lifetime is to really fight back and go to the next Libertarian Party convention and spend thousands of dollars, you know, hundreds of dollars to fly down to Atlanta or wherever it is that they're going to hold the next convention and try to amass enough supporters in order to get in there and change things back to the way we think they should be. Well, I don't care anymore, because if you can win that battle, which is hard enough to win because the party, again, has been overtaken by unprincipled what essentially are neoconservatives at this point, at least in comparison to the old ways of the party. It's just a big waste of time and effort, because even if you can succeed at taking back the party, then you've got to go back into the realm of the rest of the political world and fight against the other political parties in which the deck is completely stacked against you. So it's really to keep trying to win through the political system, at least as far as the national level is concerned, because they have been having some success here in New Hampshire. Not necessarily the Libertarian Party, but the politicos have been having success. But to try to keep fighting back at the national level is a tremendous waste of time and effort, and it's a fool's errand for anybody that's attempting it. I wish them the best of luck, but I'm not playing anymore.
Certainly at the national level, I think it's unlikely. Of course, you know, Bob Barr was only nominated by a narrow margin, too. So if the party adherents want to fight it out, maybe actual libertarians will win out if that's what people want to spend their time on. I think Mary Ruart in the last round of voting there got like 46% of the vote. So it was a very close, I guess.
It's going to be worse next time, because the Barr candidacy is going to open make the tent bigger, and these more unprincipled people are going to come into the party, and it's going to become even more difficult. So I'll save my money and spend it on real activism that makes sense. Activism outside the system, or market-based activism. We're going to talk a little bit more about somebody who's engaging in that. But real quick, some more comments from Brad Spangler, bradspangler.com. He points out that Barr says he's running to rekindle people's faith in government, and that's an anti-libertarian agenda. Now, agorists, in particular among libertarians, recognize that perhaps the most crucial task in the process of building a revolutionary libertarian class consciousness is attacking and destroying faith in government. Only a fool or a villain would want to restore people's faith in government, because both the supposed moral legitimacy and the supposed practical utility of government are lies. They're myths, tales, and whoppers. BS. Those falsehoods are not merely lies, however. They are the lies that form the foundation the entire system of oppression known as government rests upon. And then he points out that apparently William Lind has observed that fourth generation warfare is fundamentally about a universal crisis of legitimacy of the state. So the state's having a tough time. I mean, look at the numbers in the polling data from just average Americans saying that 9% are saying that they favor what Congress is doing.
9%.
The lowest number, I think, in history. Something like that. So it's clear to these people that have a stake, a vested interest in the state and the political system, people like Bob Barr and his supporters, it's quite clear to them that the legitimacy of the state is in danger. And that's why he's out there saying he wants to restore people's faith in the system. He's not running to take down government, to dismantle it from the inside. He's running to boost it up in people's heads, to make them believe that there is another choice out there, and that, you know, this whole Democrat-Republican line, oh, just vote for the Libertarian and, you know, it'll prove the system works again. The system doesn't work. It's inherently broken, because that's what government is. It's just a broken, sick, twisted system being forced upon people at the threat of violence. And to have this guy out there labeling himself as a libertarian and touting very clearly anti-liberty ideas in an anti-liberty agenda is despicable. And anybody that cares about liberty that is supporting this man needs to take another look. I had an open mind, right? After the Bob Barr nomination, I said, I'm not going to rule him out. I said, I'm still deciding as to whether or not to vote. And when he came out with his anti-drug war article, he got a couple points in my book. It wasn't enough to push me over to a supporter. It wasn't even enough to push me over to vote for the guy. And with this news, no chance now.
Well, it could be, you know, like a slip of the tongue. I mean, it's just one phrase. Believe in government or whatever.
It could be, but it's not. I mean, if you look at it's just he's not a libertarian at all.
That's a clear message that he has sent to those of us that care about liberty, and I wanted to make sure you heard it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
My introduction to Wayne, who is the only of the three of us, the only for real author,
yeah,
and was way back when I ran into an article that he wrote about the church. And it later was a part of a book that he wrote, Wayne, called So You Don't Want to Go to Church Anymore. Tell me a little bit about that, what that title really means.
Well, it's for people who are a little bit disillusioned with all the religious machinery we have and yet still have an internal passion to know if the God of the Bible really exists. So it kind of separated between the relational dynamics of knowing him from some of the foibles, mistakes, and struggles of putting together religious institutions we have after 2000
years. You mean it's not about where you sit on Sunday?
It's not about where you sit on Sunday. It's how do we live in him in a way that makes sense in the world in which we live.
For more information on the New York Times best-selling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy all those on us, including the wiki. Get interactive with over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and change what you see. You can pretty much change anything on there. Wiki, W-I-K-I, .freetalklive.com. Nanobots.com. In Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. As we go to Sam on the line in Texas, calling on the amp line. Hello, Sam.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I yesterday went to a city council meeting. And,
how boring.
I don't know how many of those you've been to, but this was the best damn meeting I think I've ever attended.
Really?
Yes. I went in, well, first off, I have called in earlier to talk about how I filed all of these motions with the court for these traffic tickets that I've been asking some questions about. And the
questions
judge,
they don't want to answer.
Yeah, he really didn't answer them and didn't address the really important ones in the motions that I filed. Told me I couldn't bring a camera in because, you know, he didn't think it was necessary, even though I'm requesting it and pointing out the law where it says, no, it is.
You know, and it's funny. These guys, apparently they don't like the light of day shown upon their activities.
They don't. And so I went back and decided, all right, if he's not going to be straight up with me, I'm bringing the camera and we'll see what happens. So that's what I did, and that's when the police officers really didn't like that too much and kind of attacked me several times, and it was a whole long ordeal. So I found out, I went and looked up and thought about, hey, why don't I go to the city council meeting and talk at the open session? And there was one yesterday that just happened to be where I could go and do that. So I put together like a three-and-a-half-minute clip of the key scenes from that encounter. And I went up on stage. Well, first off, there were about 70, 80 people there. The Boy Scouts Cub group was up there, you know, sitting in the audience. They were getting autographs from the politicians and looking up to them and stars in their eyes and, oh, thank you, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw on the other side a group of about 20 or so police and other bureaucrats and friends of the bureaucrats who had, you know, just kind of congregated on this other area. So I went and sat right in front of them. And the politicians on the stage were waving at them and stuff. And I was the first one called up. And I went up there and kind of explained what had happened, gave them a little quick rundown, and started playing the video of their police basically attacking me.
Which, by the way, people can see the video you played at obscuredtruth.com, interspliced with shots from, you actually had your camera there, interspliced with shots from the actual city council meeting. So you can actually see, this is brand new footage. If you saw Sam's original documentary, The Court of Public Relations, you've seen a lot, but you haven't seen everything. This is brand new footage, interactions with different bureaucrats. This was a different court, too. And so you definitely need to go see this at obscuredtruth.com.
Yeah, I mean, it was just amazing to sit there and put these arguments forward. What I basically did was went in and say, all right, you people claim to be upholding all of these values and these principles. Well, here's some footage showing how you're just simply not doing that. You're stepping all over my rights. Your officers are telling me they don't care or don't know if they swore an oath to the constitutions, and they're here strictly to follow the orders of the judge. Is this the kind of company that you people run? And then I just let them sit in the silence and had the camera there filming their body language as they're squirming in their chairs. And oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was a good video. The only thing that could have made it better is if you actually had another guy with a camera in there getting shots, like real close-up shots of the city council members, so you could really see him sweat, because the resolution from as far back as you are is it leaves a little to be desired. And that problem should be remedied when you get up here to New Hampshire and you've got a whole bunch of people helping you out with this stuff.
It will be, yeah. They do have their own public television network, so I'm going to see if I can get the footage from that. They didn't post it to the web for some reason, so I may be able to actually get that.
They didn't show that to everybody?
Interesting.
For some reason, they don't show the public comments section.
Huh.
Only the official business. Isn't that odd?
That's strange.
Well, any reactions from the crowd? Any kind of, besides you showing the footage to the elected officials?
You could hear a pin drop as I walked off the stage. I mean, it was dead silent. The next lady that came up was one of these people who had made it her life mission just to hassle the bureaucrats.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, man, that's a hard act to follow. The police have never treated me that bad. Well, maybe once, but then she, you know, launched off into something about how we need more crepe myrtles down this certain street and the city should pay for it. And I'm just like, oh,
political activist. So now, one of the things you mentioned in your video was right after you'd finished showing the footage to these so-called officials, these city council people. You actually demanded that they respond to you in writing within 5 days.
Right. Now, they have actually responded. One more thing
really?
I wanted to go to say before we move on to, from there.
Yeah.
I went around the back of the auditorium there taking some B-roll shots, and I was approached by three different newspaper reporters, one from the Dallas Morning News.
Wow.
I forget who the other
now
two
Now they're
from.
Interested.
Yeah, now they're interested. They haven't called yet, and I don't know if they'll do a story because it's a traffic ticket, and they think, oh, you know, the government's always right about traffic tickets, and it's not an issue of your civil rights or anything. Hmm. Which is why they're becoming so irrelevant today, because they just take on this pro-state mentality.
Sure. Very cool.
So
that's a neat idea. If the media is ignoring you, show up at a city council meeting where the media is and make your presentation there. That's cool.
And there's also a 50th anniversary celebration for the police coming up. I'm thinking about going to that.
Will there be a public comments? I can't imagine they would allow that.
It's an open event, Mark. I can't imagine them telling me otherwise. Can you?
No, I guess I can't.
All right. So you said you already got a response from some of the city council people?
Well, not from the city council, from the police department. They called this morning, talked to the lady on the phone. They've mailed me the paperwork already. I'm going to spend a couple days filling out the forms, just that's so they can do anything. They can't investigate because of their own laws restrict them unless there's a complaint filed. So I'm going to go ahead and do that with some.
Not that you're expecting anything from the investigation. You're just kind of playing around here. Is that the idea?
The reason I went to the city council is really to give these people every opportunity to uphold their honor and their integrity and live by. Do what they say they're going
to
do.
Right. I think that's a great point. We want to show, you know, splay as much light on these situations as possible, and giving them the chance to say some sort of apology or try to make things right in some way will just show, when they inevitably do not, that they're just a bunch of scumbags.
Well, they cannot.
Well, they could fire the cops or something.
They could, Mark. They could. They could say, you know what, we were wrong here, we're going to dismiss the case, and then they send two council members out to talk with me about, okay, how do we fix this, and we work out some suggestions and go from there. The fact is, they're not willing to do that.
Okay.
Do you have more to share, Sam?
That's probably it.
All right, cool. Good update. People can go to obscuretruth.com to see the footage of the cops harassing you and basically saying that they don't care about what the Constitution says. It's great footage. Obscuretruth.com. And as always, keep us in the loop, Sam, and keep up the great work. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is your show, and you can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, are you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click download, enjoy. They're right there on the front page of the website for you at freetalklive.com.
If you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers, innerknobs.com offers a wide variety of pulls for every taste and budget. You can save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internobs.com, or see their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll talk about secession and how Americans feel about it. Surprising numbers from a Zogby study in moments, but first, from Mark Greenblatt at KHOU.com in Houston. With a war in Iraq, speaking, by the way, of the crumbling legitimacy of the state, this is yet another story that will help break it down a little further. With the war in Iraq and fighting on the rise in Afghanistan, the struggle to bring in new U.S. Army recruits is heating up again. It's been a while since we've talked about Army recruiters and their underhanded, scummy tactics. Irving Gonzalez, who's 18, got caught up in it all. As his family's oldest male, he feels he has to do whatever it takes to help out his single mom. For him, that means working long hours at his after-school job. He says, "My mom was left struggling, and I would give her more than half my paycheck. That's why the Aldine High School senior started thinking about the Army and the tens of thousands of dollars in bonuses that can come with enlistment. He says, they were offering me school, and they were offering me bonuses, he said, so Gonzalez signed up. But only to the pre-enlist in the delayed entry program. The DEP allows kids to try out the military without a binding commitment. But the 11 News defenders have found there's a problem. Army recruiters aren't sticking to the program and are bullying and even lying to potential recruits and their families to keep them from dropping out. After he had a change of heart, Gonzalez became one such victim. He said he told his recruiter, "I'd rather just stay here and go to college." The reaction? Gonzalez said a recruiter told him if he did drop out, they would send him to jail.
Wow.
Scared, Gonzalez called Sergeant Glenn Marquette, a supervisor at the Greens Point recruiting station. Marquette told Gonzalez there was no way out. So he heard it from the recruiter, then he called the supervisor and asked for a point of clarification on that. Now, what did we learn in the first hour of the show from the guy with the marriage license experience?
Well, they'll lie.
They'll tell you that things are mandatory when in fact they're not.
Right. If you're talking to a government bureaucrat and they tell you something, you can presume it's a lie.
I don't know if you can go that far.
It's a safe presumption because there's nothing they say that can absolutely prove anything to you.
You can assume it's not necessarily the truth. How's that?
They can lie as much as they want, and there's no penalty on them for lying. In fact, these recruiters have been caught lying before, and they've been caught doing all kinds of scummy things in the past, and supposedly they always have, some big high-level bureaucrat comes out and says, we're looking into this. We're investigating this, and rest assured, we'll make sure we put internal controls in to make sure that our recruiters are more honest. And it never changes. So let's continue the story.
Well, maybe some recruiters that were dishonest decide to be honest at that point or scared a little bit, others come along. I don't know. The fact is, kids, the recruiters can be telling you lies. You can't be certain. And my opinion is, with an organization like this, you just don't want to be involved. Why in the world would you sign up for an employment contract like they have in the military? I know they've got some good bonuses out there, but the fact is, they don't seem to be beholden to actually come through on those promises. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more hoops involved in those promises than you might think.
Yeah, than they make it out to be initially.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's stories like these, Mark, that make me wonder when the bureaucrats told you, the town lawyer, you were going to sue the town, you've now withdrawn your lawsuit, when they told you that you would have to pay if you lost the case, I wonder if they were lying to you. I wonder if there's any way to find that out. Anyway, let's continue the story. So, again, two of these bureaucrats told young Gonzalez that there was no way out. The recruiter supervisor said, you signed a binding contract. But according to the story here, that wasn't true. Army recruiting regulations say delayed entry members can leave any time. They specifically mention under no circumstances will any recruiter threaten, coerce, manipulate, or intimidate future soldiers, nor may they obstruct separation requests. Further, their own rules state that at no time will any recruiter tell a delayed entry program member that he or she must go into the Army or that he or she will go to jail. So right there in their own rules, it specifically contradicts what these people are saying. Now, do you think these guys will have any sort of price to pay for lying in this case?
I don't know. I mean, getting caught is not a good it's not good when you're obviously they're incentivized to get their recruit numbers, but getting caught lying isn't particularly good for you, I wouldn't think.
When Gonzalez asked Marquette what would happen if he just didn't show up for service, a phone recording captured this reply. And guess what, said Marquette, you're AWOL, absent without leave. You want to go to school? You will not get no loans, because all college loans are federal and government loans. So you'll be blackbarred from that. As soon as you get pulled over for a speeding ticket, they're going to see you're a deserter, they're going to apprehend you, and take you to jail. Marquette continued, so guess what? All that lovey-dovey, I want to go to college and all that, guess what? You just threw it out the window because you just screwed up your life.
Wow.
Eric Martinez, 17, is another.
You don't think that scares a young man?
That's scary.
That scares the crap out of people.
And they don't know better. They haven't read the rules. They don't know all of the bureaucracy.
How could they? I mean, you're talking the code of military conduct or whatever it is. It's tomes and tomes of law.
Anyway, Eric Martinez, who's 17, is another young recruit who also changed his mind. His mother said they make it seem like there's no way out. She said that the nearby National Cemetery constantly reminds him and his mother of the risks and horrors of war. She tells me about the stories that happen in Iraq, and some people kill themselves or get shot, said Eric. But when Martinez was told, Martinez told that to the recruiter that the Army assigned to him, he said he too was threatened, and then his mom decided to intervene. But when she spoke to the Greens Point recruiting station, they told her too that Martinez would be AWOL and go to jail if he didn't show up for service.
Wow.
This isn't the first time the 11 News defenders have found these sorts of problems, and at the very same recruiting station location. So much for them changing their ways. Huh,
right.
Mark?
I was wondering whether the possibility existed that there could be some confusion over what the rules were,
right,
and that kind of thing.
I think that's unlikely. I know the recruiters know that you have the ability to opt out, and
yep,
most people who sign up for delayed entry don't know that. But having known people who've signed up for it, even some of the a good number of the people who sign up also understand that until you actually go to basic training, you have the option to walk away.
So
the recruiters knew what they were doing.
Yep. When we see these stories happen, the bureaucrats getting caught red-handed doing something they're not supposed to do, usually, again, some big wig in the bureaucracy will come out and say, don't worry, we're cleaning this problem up, we're investigating, we're going to talk to the people involved and discipline them as necessary. And, you know, maybe
this won't happen again on my watch.
Right. And if something really egregious happens, then they might even transfer the guy. You know, they'll transfer him somewhere else. Oh, he's no longer with us. And, you know, this is under control. And then they wait for the media attention to die down and everything goes back to the way things were. There's more to the story. Again, remember, this is the same recruiting station that the very same news company here investigated back in 2005. In May of 2005, we found another recruiter from that station, Sergeant Thomas Kelt, had left this phone message to a high school student. This time, the issue was simply keeping an appointment to talk. Just keeping an appointment. Just to have a discussion. Here's what he said.
So he hadn't even signed up yet. This is one of those,
from my understanding.
You know, they call you up they do phone solicitation.
Oh, yeah. Outgoing,
you know,
cold calls.
They get your number out from school or wherever, and they're like, hey, how you doing? This is the recruiter. I want to talk to you. It'd be really great to tell you some of the opportunities we got going on here. Blah, 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 blah.
Money, school, come on down. Let's chat.
And you know, you may or may not set an appointment. I know I set one of the appointments just because you know you're in high school.
They're high pressure, man. They're worse than the most high pressure salespeople.
I don't think you're used to it. In that particular, you know, at high school, I wasn't used to it. Here was some adult who was interested in my time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the kind of high school guy that wanted to, you know, please. So I'm not going to sign any pieces of paper, but that sounds like fun. I'll go down and take your little test. I like doing well on tests.
I'll give you the first sentence here, and then we'll continue the story. This is from the message the recruiter left him. By federal law, you got an appointment with me at 2 this afternoon at Greens Point Mall, okay? We'll come back with the rest here in moments. 800-259-9231. Hey, this is your tax dollars at work, right?
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's fuel enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there are free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $3 a month. We take that money, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country as well as more internet connections, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So get on board and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. The story from KHOU.com, 11, invest in one of those investigative TV teams. You know, I like the work those guys do. They're usually pretty good at uncovering some nastiness in the world, and boy, have they uncovered it in this case. Federal military recruiters lying, threatening, scaring teenagers into coming to join the military, many of them who had already signed up for the delayed entry program, which you can get out of. By the military's own rules, you are not in the military until a certain point, and the delayed entry program is not that point. So these guys are lying, and they're threatening, and they're yelling, and they're scaring these kids. And there's some breaking news that just happened within the last couple weeks, but it's been going on at this one recruiting office in Texas, in the Houston area. It's been going on for years. And this very same organization, 11 News Defenders, they found the very same sorts of problems at the same location back in 2005.
It's amazing. The story where the recruiter said that under federal law, you got an appointment with me, boy, you better be there.
That's what we're talking about now, yeah.
That's the most amazing of them all. Right. I mean, it's an appointment.
Yep. So this is, we're talking about Sergeant Thomas Kelt back in 2005 left a message for a young man who had scheduled an appointment. Probably the recruiter called him up, said, hey, come on down. We'll talk to you about the opportunities. We got money for you, signing bonuses. Come on down. We'll talk about it. All right, sure. I'll schedule an appointment. How about 2:00 on this day? All right, great. We'll see you then. And then he makes this phone call and leaves this message. And it was recorded on their answering machine. So by federal law, you got an appointment with me at 2 this afternoon at Greens Point Mall, okay? You failed to appear, and we'll have a warrant, okay? So give me a call back. our investigation into that
call. I can only
call.
Assume that he was ducking the gentleman's calls, the recruiter's calls.
As a lot of kids do when they get fed up with this crap.
Well, you know, I mean, kids don't understand the importance of appointments and that kind of thing. And if you make an appointment with somebody, even a recruiter, and you don't want to go, call them up and say, look, I'm not going. Now, with these recruiters, likely they'd threaten to throw you in jail.
Right. It's scary to talk to these people.
I understand that portion, too, but... You know, I mean, when you make an appointment with someone, have the respect to, call them and let them know what's going on.
Now, get this. Their investigation at that time led to the Army announcing a national stand down so all of its recruiters could reexamine their methods and regulations, just like we suggested they would. Oh, yeah, we're looking into this. Trust us. We're going to iron this out. But just 2 months later, 11 News found that instead of punishing Sergeant Kelt, the Army had promoted him to the role of station commander at a neighboring recruiting station. So they transferred him out and gave the guy a promotion. That meant he would supervise and train other recruiters on how to do the job. And today, 3 years later, the Army confirms that Sergeant Kelt still holds that supervisory position, but has since been transferred out of Texas. So, caught up with Sergeant Marquette to ask about these latest incidents where, again, the young men in the delayed entry program have been threatened with jail if they, do not continue with the program. 11 News asks, I just want to know why you're telling young recruits they'll go to jail if they want out of the delayed entry program. What are you talking about? We'd just like to know why you're telling them that. I'm on vacation right now. I don't really want to be bothered. Congressman Ted Poe believes there's an ongoing problem with the recruiters. He says, we don't want the government, the military, the army deceiving American citizens. He speaks from the position as a veteran himself who recently visited Iraq. We now shared with him 11 figures that we obtained from the army that track how recruiters have been doing since our story 3 years ago. Turns out that instead of going down, allegations of wrongdoing are actually going up. In 2005, 836 complaints were filed against military recruiters, or rather army recruiters. That rose to 874 last year, and the Army is on pace to surpass that figure here in 2008. What's more, the number of Army recruiters given formal admonishments has nearly doubled since our first report, with 373 citations in 2005 growing to 635 in 2007.
Apparently, the admonishments don't do much for your career. This guy that we're this recruiter here that we're talking about got a promotion.
The U.S. Government Accountability Office found the Army gives bonuses and other performance incentives to its recruiters based primarily on how many recruits they send to basic training.
That's their job.
But the Marine Corps focuses on how many recruits actually finish basic training. A GAO report on recruiting concludes that this criterion may deter Marine Corps recruiters from committing recruiter violations. It's the same point the GAO made similar reports a decade ago in 1997 and 1998. But despite years of recommendations from the GAO, the Army has not changed its ways. And why would this matter? Take a look at another part of what Sergeant Marquette advised potential recruit Irving Gonzalez on what to do if he didn't want to join the Army anymore. This from a phone recording. You get into the basic training and you don't like it, tell the chaplain you don't like it. That's the right way to get out of the Army. Then they'll process you out of the Army and it's nothing against your record. That would be the right way to do it, says the young man. Yeah, and guess what? If you do it that way, maybe in the future you'll say, well, darn, I'm coming to join the Army. Then guess what? You can. You can join the Army because you got out of the Army the right way. You at least got to go to basic training and try it. I mean, that's the only way? I can't do it right here? Again, he's trying to get out of the delayed entry program. No, you can't. No, said Marquette.
Whoa.
The problem, U.S. Army spokesbureaucrat. The spokesbureaucrat Douglas Smith says once you report to basic training, you're a full-fledged soldier. While Smith made clear he can't comment on Marquette's specific situation due to an ongoing investigation of the matter, he said in general that once you report to a basic training, it's harder to get out of the Army than if you ask for separation before enlisting.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me, but this recruiter doesn't really care whether it's hard for him to get out of the Army or not. What he cares about is that he shows up at basic training, and then if he gets out, then he still gets his bonus anyway. anyway.
What's more, it costs taxpayers money, says Poe, and we certainly don't want people to fake an injury or whatever in boot camp just because the recruiter suggested they do that to get out of the Army permanently. But in a written statement, the Army Smith confirmed that recruiters receive recruiter incentive points for those recruits that ship to basic training. Smith notes the Army does, so basically this guy wanted the dude to go to basic training because that's what it would take for him to get his commission.
Right, that's exactly what I was saying, yeah.
Smith notes the Army now does award some extra incentive points when the soldier finishes basic training. What's the GAO say to that? This change was not like the Marine Corps system, which took away all the recruiter's credit if the recruit didn't make it through basic training. The Army's new system just awards them extra points. And the Army confirms in a written statement that its recruiters still lose points for those recruits that don't ship to basic training. Recruiting personnel are also penalized under their initiative pay. Their personnel must not exceed their command's loss rate in order to maintain their monetary incentive. That, said Poe, creates a conflict of interest for Army recruiters that encourages them to do whatever it takes to get a recruit to ship to basic training. So
hard to argue with that.
Yeah, so there you go. You know, there's a bunch of bureaucrats here. The congressman's very upset. He wants to do something about it. But look, nothing was done 3 years ago, and to think that anything is going to change at this point is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, I think that the Marine system is better of, you know, giving incentives to recruits that actually finish basic training. However, you know, I mean, it's all... Why do they need, if it's such a great deal, if it's so good for everybody involved, why do they need to have these contracts, these restrictive contracts? What other business in the world has contracts like these?
No other business could have contracts like those. This is, I mean, you're signing yourself up for 4 years of conscripted slavery, basically.
Well, in a free market, you could theoretically have a business
you
that,
could.
You know, you could voluntarily sign your life away.
They wouldn't even let, I used to sell health club memberships along with doing personal training at a health club, and they wouldn't even let us have health club memberships longer than 3 years. They're just having these kids sign up for six.
Yeah. So there you go. I mean, what else can you say about this? It's a bunch of dirt bags. And they're threatening young people that, as you said, Mark, they don't have experience with salespeople. They don't know what they're getting into. They don't understand the rules. They don't understand. These guys are authoritarian to the core. And
right, and they're exploiting the fear, the respect for adults, you know, the whole thing that goes into this. They're
obedience
exploiting
to authority.
These,
right.
Yeah, they're exploiting these young people.
Right. When a guy in a loud voice in a military uniform shouts something at you about how you're going to go to jail if you don't listen to him, these kids are listening,
right?
And they believe it.
You know, they remember the shop teacher, the gym coach doing the same thing. Look, if you don't pay attention, we're giving you a referral, send you to the office.
Yep.
It's just like that.
Remember, government bureaucrats lie, and military people are also government bureaucrats. I know, some of them probably tell the truth sometimes, but you never know when you're being told the truth versus a lie. So don't believe a word they say. All right? 800-259-9231. And don't join the military. Get a real career. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.